Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, and simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Friday morning. We made it to the weekend, and the Yankees finally drop a game. They come back again, but the Red Sox prevail with that J.D. Martinez home run that just barely gets over the wall and beyond the reach of Aaron Judge, with the fans standing right there. Still a great series for them, winning another series. The whole run against the Astros, the Indians, and the Red Sox. A tremendous job by the Yankees. You can't take anything away from them. But the Red Sox fighting back and winning that game last night and holding on shows you that we're going to have an incredible summer into the fall with these two teams, as they are now both sitting on top of the AL East at 26-11. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Gio. And, ball was flying last night at Yankee Stadium, no question about it. And I just kind of feel like Dellin Betances should only pitch one inning.
What do you want to do, though, with the situation the Yankees had with their bullpen last night? Because they used their guys a lot. And there were certain guys that were flat out unavailable from Aaron Boone before the situation occurred. Before the game, they were unavailable. You were not going to see Chad Green. You were not going to see Aroldis Chapman. So those guys you were not going to see. So, Betances, who hadn't pitched, we hadn't seen him in the series at this point, you send him out for another inning. And think about that home run. That's an out almost everywhere
I know. I feel bad for Dellin, because I think Dellin has done a pretty good job kind of getting back to where he was. But you're asking him to do two innings, which, every pitcher should be able to do. But he gets in trouble in that second inning for some reason. I don't know what it is, but the whole thing about watching Judge trying to go catch that ball. I know that they threw the fan out was reaching over the walls. I think so, but. Aaron, to his credit, did not, say it was the fan's fault or anything. He said, I just couldn't get it. And I don't think he would have caught it even if the fans weren't there. But at the end of the day, as you just said, this is going to be a hell of a race. The Yankees came back again last night because this is what they do, and they get it all the way back. They tie the score. You had the rain delay and all that other crap in the middle of it. Just what the Yankees and the Red Sox need is more delay during the game. But I don't know what to tell you. I just think that they're going to be fine. You can't win 20 out of 20 all the time.
Right, and they came back again, which was really, really impressive. They're down 4-0. They fought all the way back.
And CC threw some meatballs up there last night.
Yeah, he wasn't great. This was his worst start in a long time. There's no doubt about that. But also, same thing with Tanaka, same thing with CeCe. When you're up against this Red Sox lineup, your expectations can't always be as high as they would be against some of these other lineups. But he kept him in the game enough prior to the rain delay, and it was pouring. There was a ton of lightning too, so that took a little bit of time. But then they fought back again, and the way that they fought back, it wasn't even with the home run. You're talking about walks and RBI groundouts and a wild pitch and the Judge RBI. So they showed you that again in this game. If you're going to be disappointed at all, is you got first and second, Neil Walker pinch hits in the bottom of the eighth, and he doesn't come through there. Also, you had, the bottom of the fourth, you loaded the bases with one out. You couldn't get a run home there. So there's a couple of instances where the offense could have broken through and did not. I don't put it all on Betances and that home run. I just think that was sort of a fluky thing, and I'm with you. I don't think Aaron Judge catches that, whether the fan's there or not. And that ball was out. That they did not reach over into the field of play, so it was more bad luck than anything else.
Well, all I can tell you is that they will be they'll be rolling again. Now come the A's, and now comes Sonny Gray against his former team. I don't know who's pitching for the A's tonight, but the thing is that it's now not time to let down. You have just come through the gauntlet of American League teams, and you have played exceptionally well. You have basically, you know, showed everybody that you are a force to be reckoned with, and now is not a time to be letting down against the lowly A's. There's just, it's, they won 3 out of 4 versus the Blue Jays. They won 4 out of 4 versus the Twins. 3 out of 3 versus the Angels. 3 out of 4 versus the Astros. 3 out of 3 versus the Indians. And 2 out of 3 from the Red Sox.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a run, man.
No,
that is one awesome run. They're 26-11. They're tied with the Red Sox at the top of the AL East. And here we are. We're in the middle of May. And there's so many more games left to be played. And hopefully they'll continue to start a new run here now starting tonight. And away we go. This has just been a very impressive last three or four, five series for the New York Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, this run has catapulted them to exactly where we expected them to be. And after seeing these two teams again, I mean, right now, as good as the Red Sox have been, and the Yankees are the better team right now. We know how that could switch because the Red Sox had their own 17-2 run, which
yes.
is sort of funny how the Red Sox and the Yankees both at one stretch in this season have gone 17-2 in that stretch, 17 out of 19, and they're both 26-11. But I've said it from the beginning of the season before we even saw any regular season games that I like the Yankees roster a lot more than the Red Sox roster. And I think ultimately it's going to be the Yankees who end up the champions of the AL East, but it's not going to be easy. I think this thing goes all the way through September.
Hopefully it will, and hopefully it will make for a lot of great baseball discussion and everything else.
And how about David Price, by the way? David Price, who is... That had everything to do with not pitching against the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. There is no doubt about it. With the way the Yankees were going, they came up with some lame excuse about him with carpal tunnel syndrome playing a video game. This is what they come up with, and all of a sudden he's going to be making his next start. Boom, there he is. Here's David Price.
Well, he's going to stop playing Fortnite. That's why.
I mean, come on. If this was anybody else, he would have made that start. I'm telling you, especially if they didn't want to go and have David Price pitch the second game of that series after they saw what the Yankees did in the first game, and they figured there's just no way we could send him out here right now with this Yankee team
don't you think that's smart?
Yeah, but then don't lie to us about it.
Well, yeah, carpal tunnel syndrome.
I mean, that's what I hate. You know, be honest about it. Be like, we're not pitching David Price against the Yankees right now. We're not doing it. We're moving up Porcello, and that's the way we're going to go.
It's actually somewhat embarrassing.
It is embarrassing, but like, it's more embarrassing that you're lying about him having carpal tunnel syndrome because he's playing a video game.
I don't know if they're actually lying about it, but either way, it's embarrassing. Whether they are lying about it, which would be embarrassing, or the fact that he does have a carpal tunnel syndrome from playing a freaking video game.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, what becomes more embarrassing? Both stories.
He's pitching tomorrow too, so that's what you know that the guy's fine. He's pitching tomorrow.
Both stories are ridiculous. You know that.
Yeah, no, I know, but it's just hilarious to me. That's another reason why I put the Yankees ahead of the Red Sox is stuff like that. Like, okay, David, we got to make sure David Price doesn't pitch against the Yankees because we don't need that because he's going to get just hammered by them. So we'll create this whole thing. We'll push him back to Saturday and create some bullcrap excuse about it. But, yeah, and you mentioned letdown against the A's. I mean, you would feel like this would be an opportunity for them to do that, but this Yankee team's too good. They're too focused right now. They're probably a little bit – I mean, you know, I actually think it's a good thing in a way to avoid a letdown if you lose the last game of this series because now you come out a little bit annoyed against Oakland. But I mean, they're in a great spot right now after this run, and who knows, you know, the next run starts now.
Well, I hope you're right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. I hope you're right. I mean, I don't know what to tell you other than that. They're going to be a machine all year long, assuming they stay healthy. Now, interestingly enough, maybe one of the bigger stories that came out of last night's game is your boy JJ After Dark caught a foul ball.
Yeah, and I was the only one, apparently, according to JJ, who saw him on television, recognized him, and then sent him a message about it. No one else recognized him. So, and this is it right here. The CBS Sports Network is showing it. And JJ he gets the foul ball, and the guy is who's standing up, see him, and he's fist pumping.
Yes.
So I'm watching the game, and I see this.
How did he get those seats? How much money does he make?
I don't know how he got those seats. I think he sat around that same area in the past. I've seen him post pictures and Instagram, Twitter, whatever else.
Think his dad has season
tickets?
It
might be in the family. Who knows? I don't know. Or unless Chernoff's just giving him tickets instead of a salary. I'm not sure. But he would be the guy. He would be the guy that would take the tickets over the salary.
Yes, he would
so
be.
Fired
yes.
up. So I'm watching the game, and JJ After Dark, our overnight host here on WFAN, huge Yankee fan. So I'm watching the game. I see this happen, And I look and I'm like, man, that looks like JJ. That looks like John Jastrzemski. And then I remembered I saw an Instagram post of his seat location. He put that up there, like showing Stanton out there and, you know, how excited he is to be at the game. And I'm like, he's sitting right there. And I rewind it. And then there he was. And I put it, you know, you could put it like in slow motion. I'm just sitting, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Waxing poetic.
Waxing poetic. So he got the foul ball. And he's still like on cloud nine.
I'm sure he is.
I mean, it's great. It's really great to see the
now,
passion.
Did he actually catch the ball in the air or did it bounce and then he caught it?
No, I think it
that
hit.
That doesn't really count.
Well, it hit his hand. He didn't have a glove. It was, you know.
So what? I don't care. A lot of fans don't have gloves. I'm just giving
you the facts. So it hit his hand, and it dropped, and then he got it. But, I mean, he still got it. Still got the foul ball.
Still got the ball, but he didn't catch it.
Right. So I picked JJ out of the crowd, and he's still holding on to the ball. As I'm walking into the studio, he's got the ball in his hand. He's still holding on to the ball. And he pulled it out of the pocket in his hooded sweatshirt. I still got it. I'm like, you're
a lunatic. And basically, you know, he comes to work after the game.
Yep.
Now that's dedication.
Right. I know. It's absolutely
amazing.
And
that's amazing. A real fan. That's who that guy is.
I got to give him credit because, you know, there's a lot of people who, you know, once they get into the business and they look at it more as work, you know, you lose a little bit of that fanaticism where you're not going to as many games and, you know, you start getting the press passes or whatever. I mean, he is just like, totally into the thing.
I don't get press passes.
Well, you know what I mean.
I go to a Met game, I don't get a press pass. I'm not getting a press
pass. I'm just saying you. There's a lot of people in the business. I did not single out you.
Okay.
There's a lot of people in the business.
I thought you were intimating me.
No, I wasn't.
All right,
no.
Good.
Why?
Now I go to football games, I get a press pass because I'm not usually doing the game.
No. See, that was one of those. That was defensive for no reason. I was not going after you at all.
I just felt like you were tweaking me or something.
I was not tweaking you at all. No, very sensitive. No, I'm just saying.
Because Al, usually I can tell when you're tweaking me because when I look at Al, Al's looking at me directly, seeing how I'm going to react to what you're saying.
You didn't take that as a tweak of Boomer, did you?
Not Boomer, because he does pay for his Ranger tickets, I think.
Yeah, right. And
you think I get them for free?
I wasn't sure. I know a lot of celebrities get stuff over there.
Yeah, they do.
Garden.
I don't.
You pay for
it. I don't ask for them.
Right.
Because I want to be able to talk about them and scream about them. You know, because if they give me the tickets, then I'm going to have to soften my blow. I don't want that to happen.
That's right. Paying customer.
Yeah.
Well, Al and I talked about this before the show. We were so impressed with the JJ passion still to this day.
He's walking around with a Yankee backpack on. he's into it.
I know he's into it. I mean, and he'll scream and yell, but there's really no reason to scream and yell. How did he feel about the Betances home run?
Well, I mean, I didn't hear his entire show. I do think that he felt sort of the same way about you had to use Betances in that situation. So, and he's a guy who also... He hit against Dylan Betances. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
He
know
hit
that,
against,
yes.
So he's the only school, right? He's the only guy here who actually has the experience against Dylan Betances in the batter's box. He can speak about it. But yeah, that was hilarious. You know, I'm watching a game. My wife's, you know, holding the baby and the whole scene at my house, and I'm like, I think I know that guy. I caught that foul ball. She's like, how the hell did you see him? I was like listening. I put the volume way up, see if I could hear him.
I couldn't see from.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Sometimes I've
did
got
you,
like,
so what'd you do? Text him. Did you just catch a foul ball?
Yeah, I sent a tweet out. I was like, either I'm losing my mind completely or I've got the best eyes ever.
So you sent a tweet out and then did you were obviously getting responses.
Yeah, he
did.
He goes, yeah, you saw that, right? You saw it. I got the foul ball.
Waxing poetic.
Wow, I got that foul ball from Benintendi. And then thank you, Benintendi. Thank you.
That's perfect with all the T's in his name.
Oh, I know, right? The other word I picked up on that's a very distinct JJ word, you know, is if a team doesn't have a lot of players off the bench,
yes,
they struggle with their depth. You know, when this team is not healthy, that's a problem because they got no depth. No depth at all. So that's why they're struggling with their health. But the guy's great. And it's just, I mean, to see the energy with him and holding the foul ball up was pretty cool walking
into the studio.
Especially
at 5:30 this morning.
Yeah, I know. Seriously.
Jesus.
The guy's flying. So you know what you have tonight out in L.A.?
Matt Harvey
on the mound for the Cincinnati Reds. Are you excited about this?
Am I excited about it? No, I'm not excited about it.
Neither am I.
Now the beginning of... hopefully a new start for him. I don't care.
You know, I'm in this position now. I don't want to see him. I don't have any animosity towards Matt Harvey. I just, with the way that the Mets are going, especially if they end up losing tonight in Philadelphia, if Matt Harvey goes out and gives you like seven scoreless, that's just going to be, it's just going to make things worse. It's just, it's.
I don't really want to compare the two, but it's a little bit similar. You know, I'm watching, obviously, these hockey playoffs and everything, and the Tampa Bay Lightning, six of the players, I think it's six, maybe five of the players, are ex-New York Ranger players.
Nobody cares about hockey, Boomer.
Yeah, I understand that, Bobby. Thank you very much. But I understand how Met fans will feel, because when I watch JT Miller go down there and just start scoring goals all over the place,
sure,
and assist and this and that, and he looks like a completely different player. Well, maybe it has something to do with who he's playing with. But you watch this, and now they've gotten to the conference finals. So Callahan, Strawman, McDonough, Girardi, and JT Miller have all gotten to the conference final. And these were the guys that were the backbone of the team for many years, especially Callahan, Strawman, McDonough, of course, and even, you know, Miller towards the end of that little run that they were having. But you watch that and you see them be successful. You're like, I mean, they could, you know, they did it for us to a point, but they just couldn't get us over the hump.
Yeah.
And now you're watching Matt Harvey. But I think it's a little different, because I think Matt Harvey now is kind of has to reinvent himself. He's got to refine himself. And he's doing it for a lowly baseball team with there's little or no pressure.
Yeah, right. This is not a playoff series. This isn't a conference final. This isn't playoff hockey. It's just him trying to find something as a member of the Reds.
Be interesting to see if any one of the newspapers in town sends somebody to that game.
Oh, not this day and age.
You don't think so?
No way.
I mean to get the post-game comments, you know, in regards to the Mets and all that other stuff. Although I did know, and I noticed that he spoke to the media yesterday, but would not speak at all about the Mets.
Yeah, well, I mean, at this point, what is there else to say about it? I mean, honestly, he made actions speak louder than words with this. He did not want to be a part of this organization. We know how him and the organization have had issues in the past, and that was, it needed to end when it did. So, yeah, I would imagine that there'll probably be, like, a New York paper or somebody that will hire somebody freelance that's already out there covering the team, like an AP guy, to go and get those quotes and ask those questions. Maybe they're not going to fly somebody out there.
Well, you just never know. It is a story. Say what you want to say. And then, of course, on the back of the Daily News today, basically a little bit, probably a week too late, they are basically saying that the New York Mets season is over. All right, 6:18 on the Fan, coming to you from the Investors Bank.
Wait, a week too late?
Yes, Investors Bank Studios. Investors Bank Studios here at WFAN.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.